bless you, child.
God bless you, dear Brother John.
Once more, we are enabled to have this communication, one with the other.
Yes.
And as I've so often said to you on past occasions, whenever I, or any soul for that matter, draws nigh unto the earth, we are, of course, more and more concerned and appalled by the conditions therein. And yet at this moment, as I come to you, for this precious moment of time, I wish to close out these things appertaining to your material world, all these conditions that cause such concern and distress, just for the few moments of time, I would close my mind upon them and concentrate on the things of the Spirit, the things indeed which are in themselves so far removed from material thought and time. And as I draw nigh unto you with these conditions of spirit, I wish to surround you with a protective barrier against the hard material thought and atmosphere, which in itself is distressing and in itself can oftentimes deplete and mar the things which you and I and all of us here wish to accomplish. Mm. Always we are battling and fighting the material atmosphere which surrounds you. To build, indeed we do, a wall of protection is in itself an accomplishment. Because only we on this side can know and understand and appreciate how, being an instrument as you are, impinged upon you from all quarters, our thoughts and ideas and impressions and conditions, which are in themselves destructive to the workings of the Spirit. Always we are having to protect you, to guard you, and indeed to do our work in the way in which we desire to do it. Much effort must be put into this wall of protection. This applies to all instruments, of course, who desire to serve on the highest possible spiritual level. And we know that there are those instruments who sometimes, not necessarily always through their own faults, succumb to the conditions around your earth, and all that they endeavor to do is thwarted. I do not think anyone in your world can appreciate our difficulties.
No, I can understand.
When you take the platform, we build this wall, which is very real. It is not a wall of illusion. It is a wall which is, in a sense, solid and hard and real. It is a wall created by our thoughts and our love and our power to keep away and to keep out detrimental influences. Sometimes earthbound souls, sometimes thoughts which emanate from individuals on either side, which would be destructive and which would in themselves create such an atmosphere of disturbance that we would not be able to work. There are those on this side whose task it is, whose specific work it is, to create this barrier, to keep out undue conditions and influence. And entities which, though not necessarily always evil, sometimes would be disrupting to the conditions that we create, and certainly would bring forth, if they were allowed, elements which would cause distrust, which would cause concern. We cannot explain in words